Good morning, magicians, or good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening to this. I hope you guys had the most magnificent day if you're ending it, and I hope you have the most magnificent day if you are beginning it, you guys. I am beginning my day, and I have so much positive energy flowing through me already. From the moment that I opened my eyes this morning, I was like, I just know today is going to be a great day. I don't know what today holds, but I know that it holds blessings, it holds clarity, it holds peace, it holds just beautiful energy. I felt it before I even got out of bed. I just knew that today would be amazing. And I'm going to cultivate that energy. I'm going to hold on to it. I'm going to believe it with everything in me, with every fiber of my being. I'm going to believe that today is going to be a great day, because it is. Because spirit says so, and because I said so. Because I said it. And because I said it, that is what it's going to be. There's so much power in the words that you say, in the words that you speak. And when you speak it with pure intention and you stand firm, you say what you mean and mean what you say, that is simply just what it is. Words are so powerful. Words can simply change your life, okay? The way that you talk to yourself, the way that you talk to others, the way that you use your words, the way that you use your voice, so much power. These last couple days, y'all, I have been writing. When I say writing, I have been writing, and it feels so good. Because as I'm writing, even if I'm writing some things I don't quite believe about myself yet, as I continue to write it and I put my energy and I put my mind and my intention towards that, by the end of my writing, that is exactly how I feel. If I didn't feel it at first, I for sure feel it now. Because words have such power to them. Your words hold vibrational energy as well. And if you choose high vibing thoughts, high vibing words, you're just going to have a high vibing life. Just choosing kind words, especially to yourself. Especially to yourself. A lot of the times we are our own downfall, I swear. Because we can beat up on ourselves about something, and that could be the very thing that other people love. Like for me, I've always hated my smile. Like I've always felt that it was really fake and that it just wasn't a good smile. But I've been hearing so much lately that my smile is beautiful, and you know, I have a beautiful smile and it lights up a room. It's just, and when I started getting those compliments, I was like, what? Like, no, I don't know what you're seeing. But as I continued to repeat those words to myself, I would just look at myself in the mirror like, your smile is beautiful. Your smile is beautiful. Your smile is good enough. You can't change your smile. This is what it is, and it's beautiful. It lights up a room. It can make someone's day. I just started to tell myself those words, and now when I see a picture of myself smiling, I'm like, ooh, girl, look at your teeth, okay? Look at you. You're looking good. Simply because I decided to speak kind words to myself. I decided to speak high-vibing words to myself. In turn, filling myself up with the most beautiful energy. I used to be a very insecure person. I'm not even gonna lie. Like I was insecure about everything. My smile, my weight, especially after my daughter. And then as time went on, I'm like, dang, I had a baby such and such amount of time ago. Like this weight should be gone. I was insecure about my skin. I was just like a walking ball of insecurity, y'all. I'm not even gonna lie. But now, because I choose to speak loving words to myself every single day, no matter how many times a day that I need them. Sometimes I can do it once in the morning and I can carry that belief throughout the day, but sometimes I have to do it over again because maybe I'm out, you know, picking up energy of other people, taking on their insecurities, or maybe I'm just genuinely feeling that way. But changing the words that I'm thinking or speaking to myself can change that entire situation. And that's what I do when I'm not feeling like my best self. I remind myself, like, you are your best self right now in this moment. You are enough. You are good enough. I have been writing so many I am affirmations, y'all. Like, I have not been playing. I am beautiful. I am smart. I am strong. I am enough. I am capable. I am worthy. I am deserving. I am whatever I say I am because I said it. Because I said it. I've decided to use my words, to use my voice, to use this power that I have for good. And by doing that, all I have to do is say nice things to myself and others. And it's not hard. And it makes you feel so good. Like, it just makes you feel so good being so kind to yourself, being kind to others, coming from a genuine place. I've even learned to be kind to people even when they're not being kind to me, because it's not me, that's them. That's something that, you know, they have to work on within themselves. I've done the work, and I'm not going to allow you to take me out of my body, to take me out of my progress, to stoop down to your level. No, thank you. I am good where I am. But thanks anyway. There's so much power in the things that you think and the way that you talk to yourself. And I am just simply choosing to be nice to myself, to talk nice to myself, because I deserve that. I deserve that. How can I expect others to say kind things to myself or see me in a positive way if I don't say kind things to myself or see me in a positive way? Like, I don't really care what other people have to say or what other people think. But when you are in a more self-conscious state of mind, it's hard for you to take what people say with a grain of salt, because it's like the things that they're saying to you, you believe them about yourself, so they're right, you know? And that's kind of why it hits so deep to your core. But when people say things about you that just doesn't resonate with you, you're just like, okay, like, where did you get that from? Because that's not true, you know? I don't believe that about myself. You can believe that about me, but I don't believe that about myself. And that's really all that matters. The way that I see myself, because I had to work to get to this point. I had to work to get to this person that I am. Confident, carefree, loving myself, loving life, accepting my experiences, accepting my lessons. I was not always this person. It took work. It took a lot of work, y'all. It took a lot of tears. It took a lot of sleepless nights. It took a lot of mean words to myself to get to the kind words to myself. And I like the kind words so much better. I like this sound, calm, peaceful mind so much better than the worrisome, stressful, mean mind. I had to work to transmute that energy. And it took fucking work, y'all. And I'm not gonna let anybody take that away from me, because they're reflecting their insecurities upon me. Like, I am always going to speak kind words to myself, even if others don't. My kind words are gonna make up for the kind words you are lacking to speak to me. I'm not looking for them from you anyway. Because listening to other voices is what kind of got me to that point of being insecure about my existence. But now those voices don't matter. Those voices can never change me again. I've gone through that experience. I've gone through those lessons, and I understand now what I need to do. And that is always be kind to myself. Be kind to myself. Be strong, be confident in who I am. Because I deserve to. I deserve to. I deserve to have a peaceful and happy and confident, free life. No one else deserves to control the way I think about myself, the way I think about my life, the dreams that I have, the goals that I have. Like, no thanks. That's my decision. But thank you anyway. There's really so much power in words. So much power. So much power, y'all. I want you to choose better thoughts today. Love yourself a little more today. When you have that negative thought, like, I'm not enough, or I'm ugly, or I hate my skin, I hate my life, just change that to, I am beautiful. I love my life. My presence has purpose. My life has a purpose. This season has a purpose. I'm in this season for a reason, okay? Replace those negative thoughts, those negative affirmations with positive affirmations, with positive thoughts. Words have so much power. And you have access to that power. Use it for good.